I Am an Asshole by Jim Scarver of WikiWorld. When people don't agree with me, I think they are not listening. I get pissed off and start shouting. You can't enslave me to live your idea of the good life. I would die first. You've made up your mind and don't want to be confused by the facts. And I start feeling sorry for myself. Nobody is interested in truth except me. Everybody else just wants to be right. When to learn, you must find you are wrong. Why can't they get it? It's impossible to tell someone something they don't already know, because they won't have the slightest idea what you are talking about. I went to live in the abandoned mines of Aspen Mountain as a hermit in 1969 because I thought communication with other human beings was not possible. I thought all the people living ticky-tacky lives in ticky-tacky houses offered no real value. I was concerned that my profession, computer science, would be used for evil by the powerful to dehumanize people. After 3 weeks, I realized that everything that was really important to me involved other people. Even a mountain's beauty boy would sow and so dig that all my joy and will involved other people. I laid by Spring Creek in Taylor National Forest for hours, content to be absorbed into the mountain. I had nothing to live for. I realized that if I chose to live, I'd have to march back to Aspen and become a part of humanity. I savored the bliss I felt laying by the rushing stream for a while longer, and then began the march back to civilization. I decided that the best thing to do with my computer knowledge was to use it for humanity. If you can't beat them, join them. I hoped I could help put the power of the computer in the hands of the people. I am satisfied I've done my part with EIES, WWW and teaching. I decided to test my hypothesis about human uselessness. Every time I met someone who seems useless to me, I stoked my travels. I got to know them better, and asked questions like, what is really important, or what would you rather be doing? In most cases, within minutes they would teach me something important. I began to realize that other people were cool, I was the jerk. But 25 years later, I still cannot communicate with anyone, and here I am trying to actualize a collective intelligence. How stupid could I be? In well over a decade of teaching objects, about 4 of my students really get it. Chances are they got it before they started my class. At least they all learned to write Smalltalk code more or less. I have no basis to presume I can communicate anything meaningful to anybody. Nobody understands my information physics, except Wheeler maybe. Nobody understands the urgency or relevance of my declaration of interdependence. I may be a bad teacher, but I have 5 children that have to live in this world we are preparing for them. My mind is open, and God help us, can't we agree on anything? Starpalot is right, it is hopeless. But I will never give up. I will try and try again and hopefully learn from my failures. Hopefully I can stop abusing visitors to my website at least. I am a legend in my admin. Well, if you go back in evolution, all higher life evolved from colonies of cells that collaborated to form rings that extended into little worms that took one kind of shit and passed it, though the collective extracting nutrients and passing through another kind of shit, effectively an asshole. We are descended from assholes, so it should be no surprise that we are all assholes. Most everybody is selective about their friendships. They choose not to befriend at least 2 out of 3 people they meet. Now if they didn't think they were assholes, they would befriend them, no. Of course they would. Well, it varies of course. Some nice people only call people jerks that call them jerks. Some like everybody but the sand niggers. And for others, just about everybody is a asshole. In any case, if on the average the jerk ratio is 2/3 of the rest of the people in the world, then by popular vote, we are all assholes. Jim Scarver. Jim, I love it. This is one of your best pieces. It sort of reminds me of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon reveals that he wasted his entire life chasing after his gift of wisdom and knowledge when he would have been much better off asking God to give him the gift of faith. By the way, I am an asshole big time. Is that like saying, I am a very humble person? Haha, Bill Scarver. Lol, but a confession of self-righteousness is not exactly humility. Jim Scarver, the asshole with the answer to the universe and everything, and an army of one crusading for truth, smiley face, but life slaps me in the face with my own stupidity all the time. I am, after all, just a dumb animal with alien intelligence. I'd like to be rich. I want us all to be rich, then I can be considered eccentric smiley face, edit. I too am an asshole. And for the same basic reason, piss poor communication skills, coupled with negative attitudes about people. As with the other asshole, maturity has helped a little with the latter problem and very, very little with the former. If people are selective with their friendships, that's a diplomatic way of saying they're exclusive with them. Exclusion from friendship practically implies exclusion from everything else, because practically every opportunity that exists depends on who you know. I've heard that even for getting on the 10 most wanted fugitives list, it helps to know people. Lorraine Lee. No worries, mate. I'm a virtual world-class asshole. I freely admit it. I just like to see a less extreme presentation. When people say the world is doomed, I disagree. When people say all is right, I disagree as well. Although even a die-hard devil's advocate such as myself do agree, occasionally. Laughing face, we get along until we don't. and we do like to put off needful conflicts while taking on needless conflicts. Strange human animals that we are. I am an optimist about people, and pessimist about situations. I.e., good people create bad situations out of misunderstandings generally, rather than as a power trip or because they don't like each other. Even people that prefer being the bad guy, incarnation of evil first, aren't always the bad guy. And I think we are communicating just fine at the moment. Although I can be a bit dense. I tend to take things a mite literal than most. Starpalot. Joy, joy, joy. I was afraid I scared you away. SP, off to Andromeda on your own. Happy to see you. Warp speed ahead, Jim Scarver. Like I said, no worries. I enjoy a good debate. But you might be thinking I'm the biggest asshole, once you read my replies. I know I'm not the biggest living asshole, but sometimes I bet I come close when I get up on a soapbox and I'm playing devil's advocate. Star Pilot. I do get frustrated dealing with classical thinking. I fought with my father for 35 years until he read A New Kind of Science. I was getting a little bent out of shape, but I got over it. I vented it right here. I'm an optimist about people and a pessimist about institutions, whatever those are. Lorraine Lee. I'm a pessimist about people, but a optimist about animals, go figure. Yes, I know we are animals. I mean, people are cool, but we just can't get it together. Jim Scarver. Why does this thread give me the feeling that all is well in the world? Less than happy contented sigh greater than see human agent motivation. By the way, I want to get it too. David Ziegle. Article discussion edit history. Login, create account. Navigation. Homepage points of interest Media Wiki Central Virtual Classroom Current Events Recent Changes Random Page Toto List Help. Search Toolbox. What links here related changes special pages printable version permanent link.